Enjoying the show? Tell us about it on Twitter with the hashtag TheWireRadio.
In a historic first at the United Nations General Assembly, 123 states voted late last week to begin negotiations for a nuclear ban treaty in 2017. Dr. Phoebe Wynne Pope is the Director of International Humanitarian Law for the Australian Red Cross. She spoke to The Wire's Leah Blankendahl about what exactly a nuclear ban treaty would entail.
What it really will do is, for the first time, state uncategorically, or work towards stating uncategorically, that nuclear weapons are illegal under international law.
Why is this an important thing to do?
Well, I think it's important because they're the last weapons of mass destruction and arguably the most serious and dramatic weapons of mass destruction that have not been made illegal under international law. So states have agreed that biological chemical weapons should be considered illegal and not legitimate. And this has not been the case yet for nuclear weapons. And the Red Cross, ever since 1945 and the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, has been arguing that nuclear weapons should be made illegal, that the humanitarian consequences of any use, either accidental or otherwise, of nuclear weapons would be so catastrophic as to render their use absolutely desperate for humankind, and therefore to make them illegal and work towards their elimination has been a goal of the Red Cross for a long time.
And obviously you say that this is a conversation that has been happening since 1945. Why has it taken this long to come about?
The states have been working through the Non-Proliferation Treaty over the last 40 years and trying to work in different ways and through different mechanisms at the UN with varying degrees of success. And I think the last 5 years has been an enormous movement by civil society and concerned states really exploring the humanitarian consequences of nuclear weapons, the environmental consequences, and new evidence and environmental modelling has been done which shows that even a limited nuclear exchange could cause the sorts of environmental damage that would reduce crops, change the environment so much that we would have a billion people starving to death with crop failure, that the very real and present danger of nuclear weapons and their consequences has been looked at in great detail over the last few years, and it's really compelled the international community towards this position agreed at the UN last week, where they're going to start negotiating a treaty to ban the weapons.
And can a ban on these weapons really prevent their usage?
I think the ban is not the elimination, and we all recognise the limits of a ban and what that will mean. But what it does do is it starts to create a situation where the majority of states in the world will be saying that actually these weapons are not legitimate. It will start to stigmatise not only the use of nuclear weapons but the ownership of nuclear weapons, that people will be starting to think about what security looks like without nuclear weapons and how that can be done, and really working towards the elimination over time. But the first step always has to be to prohibit the weapons in the first place.
Dr. Phoebe Wynne Pope, Director of International Humanitarian Law for the Australian Red Cross, speaking to The Wire's Leah Blankendahl.